This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. You just can't get enough guy, just always a bluff guy. Yeah, I'm a bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm a bad guy.
Thank you, Adam. Adam and the Metal Hawks.
Oh, I wonder how he's doing. He's right down there in the middle. When you had him on our show a couple weeks ago on the Idle Radio show, he's right in the heart of this coronavirus disaster. I mean, he's right in New York.
He's in Long Island.
Oh, still.
He's fine.
I know he's fine, but
we just talked to him last 2 weeks ago.
There, it's the incubation period. He could be sick as a dog.
Okay. Well, I haven't checked on him in a week. Maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
But that's all right. You know,
we'll wait. Go ahead.
He did a better version of Billie Eilish's song than Olivia did last night on Idol. Oh, my God.
Yeah, hers was terrible.
Yes. Yes, and there is an off-the-hook radio show tonight because I decided halfway through Idol that I was not going to commit suicide. I was thinking about it. I was close.
It was bad.
Oh.
Well, I mean, at least they tried. They tried. They didn't, you know, just up and cancel the show, cancel the season, or push it back, you know, a month or two. At least they tried. They, you know, it looked like a hot mess. It looked like amateur hour. I mean, some people were in their garage, some people were in their living room, some people were on their back deck, you know, with a nice, beautiful scenery. It was a hot mess.
Well, we're going to try to do a cold mess.
Okay.
That's the best we can do. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio. For April 27th.
Well, we're always a mess.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. Well, yeah, that's true. And we are antisocial here, but we're still distancing.
Yep, screw you.
Yeah, and CB, I bet you're ready to get outside. Oh, no, wait a minute. That would imply that you went outside.
Screw that. The hell?
He leaves when he has to, or when it's time to ruin a little kid's, you know, day by umpires.
There's bears out there.
Other than ruining little kids' lives during baseball season, he's been quarantined since 2004.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're used to this shit, aren't you?
I told you before. I tell you this every week. My life has not changed.
Well, we did have a fun night Thursday night. Thursday night, CB and I were watching the draft. The NFL draft. They held the NFL held the draft remotely because of the corona. Yeah. And it was interesting, and it was heavily watched. I looked it up. There was 15.6 million people watching the first round Thursday night. Now, for comparison's sake, a full football Sunday, you know, all three games. I mean, granted, if you have DirecTV like I do, you can watch a lot more than three. But the normal ratings for a football Sunday is 16.5 million. Less than a million more people actually watch the games than watch the draft. That's how desperate America is right now.
Any kind of sports.
Anything.
And, of course, I was all excited for incorrect reasons, but the Patriots were supposed to draft 23rd. Yes.
We're excited waiting for it.
Yeah, they're normally drafting, you know, in position 31 or 32. So I wasn't going to have to stay up till midnight or so. And we get up.
Looking forward to going to bed about 11:15.
Yeah, and we get up, and they're just about to make their pick, and they trade out of the first round.
Well, the dog did that.
That's true. The dog did do that.
Yeah,
and they traded out of the first round into the second round.
I love the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick. The live shot of his house, it was his dining room table, and he had a chair set up there in front of his couple computer screens, and his cell phone was sitting there. And every time on night one when they went to that shot, his dog was sitting in the chair. He was nowhere to be found.
Well, you got to understand, some people...
So I assume the dog made the trade and ruined your night.
Well, you got to... Some people teach their dog to fetch, some teach him to sit up. Bill Belichick teaches his dog how to pick football players.
There you go. Okay. Smarter than the average dog.
Yeah, so that was pretty fun. Nice looking dog, too. You know what the dog's name is?
No, I don't.
Nike.
Nike?
Nike.
Gee, I wonder how big his contract is.
Yeah, really. Well, the dog's about to get a new one, I'm sure.
I would guess. I was kind of thrilled with the Cowboys draft because the best receiver in the draft just fell to him, so I got all excited. And they did pretty good in the other rounds. And my hometown Tom Brady's, I mean, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, did pretty darn well, too, in the draft. But some local tree police around here apparently haven't been informed that the greatest quarterback of all time has moved south. This happened last the 20th, so a week ago today. The GOAT, who is renting Derek Jeter's $15 million mansion on an island just near Tampa General Hospital, decided he was going to go to a local park and start working out. I mean, the guy is 42 years old. He needs to stay in shape if he's going to play this game. And he went to a local park, and he was working out until the tree police found him.
And sent him home.
Yeah, a Parks and Recreation staffer. Tree police. Which I call the tree police. Didn't the... Who did that song? Oh, that was
tree
the Dream
Police?
That was
the Dream Police. There was Dream Police.
It was close. The tree police told Brady to leave the park. Tampa Mayor Jane Kasser said the city parks are closed in an effort to stop the spread of COVID. He's the only fucking person in the park. Let him work out, okay? We're tired of going 8-8, okay? Let the man work out. I got season tickets, okay? I want to see some wins.
You know how he's renting Derek Jeter's house?
Yes.
Let's say the washing machine breaks down. Is yes. Derek Jeter, like, going over there with his wrench and shit to fix it?
I would seriously doubt that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I mean, because if you're a landlord and you rent stuff breaks. You got to go fix it.
It's a $15 million house. I imagine he's got somebody on staff that could do it.
There's probably a dude that lives out back that they just ring the bell and he comes a running. So
yeah, Derek Jeter's got a place in New York. He's got a place in Miami. He's got a place somewhere else. And he's part owner of the Miami Marlins now. Or actually, I think he might be the majority owner with the new deal that's going in. I don't quote me on that because I'm not positive. But he's either over in Miami or he's at his island somewhere. I seriously doubt he's up in New York City.
You know, the only thing that would make but the whole
he's got a thing, I got a my fourth house. Yeah, that $15 million place in Tampa. Yeah, sure, you can have that.
The only thing that would make Derek Jeter all the more man than he is that if he was part owner of the Yankees. I mean, yeah, he's part owner of a baseball team, which, I mean, there's, you know, how many people own a baseball team or a football team? You know,
Steinbrenner's kids was kicked off. Maybe they'll sell him part of the Yankees and he'll get out of Miami because, believe me, nobody wants to own the Miami Marlins.
It's still a baseball team.
Yeah, it's
yeah, and there's only, 30 of them?
Yeah, triple A team. Nobody goes to their games. They have less attendance than the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Tampa Bay Rays have a decent team.
You know, and it surprises me, too, because, you know, Florida, you have nice weather. It's, you know... I would think that you'd be able to pack a stadium, you know, down there, even if they weren't.
But nobody's from there. Winning.
That's true. You're right. They all are. But you would think that, you know, when they're hometown, okay. So you live in Philadelphia, but you know you're from Philadelphia. So when the Phillies come to, you know, play Tampa, you would think that.
That's the only way I would go.
Yeah, and there's 3,000 people from Philadelphia. There, so 3,000 of them go to the game, and you got 3,000 people in the stands.
Trust me, when the Red Sox or the Yankees, and they do play the Tampa Bay Rays because they're all in the same division.
Yep.
There's just as many people rooting for them as there is for the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rays
attending in Baltimore.
The Rays attendance is 15,000 a game or something like that, but Miami's is under 10.
What? I don't know.
There's triple A teams that draw more people than the Miami Marlins do.
Well, let me ask this question. How are your ticket prices there? I mean, I know what Yankee Stadium tickets cost, and it's an arm and a leg to get any seat. So, I mean,
I haven't gone to a Rays game since a few years ago. My son came down with his buddy. This is three seasons ago this season. And he got us seats right third row, right across from third base. Okay, $60 a pop.
That ain't bad at all.
So yeah, I would like imagine you'd have. Stadium. I would imagine you have to add a zero to get in Yankee Stadium.
You have to, yeah, probably more than that.
Yeah, because I mean, even the preseason games at Steinbrenner Field for the Yankees cost more than it costs us to go see the Rays. I paid like $90 a ticket for spring training games at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous down there now.
Well, and do you think training. Okay? So let's talk about that for a second. You know, ticket prices are high everywhere with everything like this. Not just baseball, but ticket prices are high for football. Ticket prices are high for NASCAR.
Oh, professionals, yeah.
Now, do we think? Okay, now we're all talking about, you know, everyone's ready to go back to work. Everyone's ready to go back to, you know, to living. We want to get out of this, you know, lockdown, this coronavirus. Yep. And do you think that the sport teams are going to be able to still sustain this high ticket price? Are people going to be that ready to go back that they're going to be willing to pay, you know, exuberant amounts of money to watch baseball?
Well, if you get Tom Brady as your quarterback, you can raise season ticket prices 15% because that's what they did down here.
Well, yeah, but in your average market, that didn't just get a Tom Brady. I mean, are people going to pay $150 to go watch a baseball game?
No, in Boston, they will.
And in New York City, they will. But now, your markets like the Florida that you're saying the attendance is extremely bad as it is, this is just going to it's going to murder these markets.
Actually, I think it might help them because the ticket prices aren't that bad down here and people want to get the hell out.
Well, the other thing is I think once they open up, have the money.
The Rays attendance will be pretty good.
Yeah, I think people going to have the money, though. I mean,
most people will have that. But, you know, there's a pretty good chunk of the population whose jobs have gone bye-bye. Yeah, but they're going to get unemployment eventually. I mean, Florida's having a problem paying out the unemployment benefits because just basically there isn't ever very much unemployment in Florida. Oh. So it's not a heavily staffed department of the state government.
Well, New York State had the same problem. They
and all these people
Google.
Got laid off, and they're like weeks behind.
See, I have to say,
you went to the when you took your kids to the minor league hockey game. That was AHL, right?
That is correct.
Okay, there was you, your two girls, and did your wife go?
Yes.
Okay, so for the four of you with food and everything, parking, whatever it was, do you have any idea what the whole evening cost you?
I can tell you pretty much exactly what it cost me. It cost me $23 for each one of the tickets, minus one because Gracie's was free because she got promoted for school. But just still say $23 for all four tickets. It cost me $20 to park, and I can guarantee you I spent $150 on food, drinks, and crap.
You spent $300.
So, yeah, I'll go to the hockey.
Yeah, $250, $300.
Yep,
yeah.
Easy.
Okay. I mean, and if you went to take your family to a game at Yankee Stadium for exactly the same thing?
$150 a ticket just to get there with the bus trip. And then it's going to be at least another $200 to $300 in the stadium. I know what the shit costs.
Dropping,
it's $12 for a beer.
You're dropping $800 to $900 to take your family to
very easily. But now here's the difference. I can go to we have the baseball team here. We're the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, which I don't even know who or the fuck we're
get
affiliated
with. Get me a friggin' t-shirt. I want that t-shirt.
I'll get you a Rumble Ponies t-shirt.
I want a Rumble's, and if they're cheap, get me a 2X because they'll shrink, but XL is fine.
But, it's to sit behind home plate at a Binghamton Rumble Pony, I mean, behind home plate, it's
Rumble
$9.
Ponies.
They got dollar hot dogs. They got dollar sodas. And they got, you know, most of the time it's buy one, get one free beer. And they still can't pack the place. I can go to take my kids, you know, to the Rumble Ponies game, and I don't even spend $100.
Well, Class A, double A, triple A?
I don't know. I think we're double A.
Binghamton double A.
Yeah, we play Reading. We're double A.
Because we're about to get the Pawtucket Red Sox are going to, for 2021, move up to Worcester and become the Worcester Sox.
Well, we're losing.
Shears. They should be the Worcester Shears. That would be great.
We're going to be losing our Rumble Ponies. So.
Well, anyway, I'm mad at the tree police for screwing with the goat down here in Tampa. Oh, and I got to remember to tell everybody it's Bob Rashad's birthday again.
Again?
Yeah, happy birthday, Bob. It's not, of course, but, you know.
That's okay. Bob will appreciate it.
Yeah, he appreciates it.
I mean, what about Bob?
What about Bob? Night at Bob's. Is that your name, Neil and Bob, or is that what you do? I don't know. That's an old, very dirty joke. I won't do it.
I don't get it. Can you explain it to me?
No.
Okay, Bridget.
In DJ Slim State, New York, the jury's still out on how the Giants did in the draft. I think poorly, which made me giggle being a Cowboys fan. But the Jets did fairly well, I think.
They got that big guy.
They got the big guy.
He's what, like 379 or something?
6'7", 365.
Okay. He's a rather large man.
And I'm glad they took him because I think the guy Tampa got right after him is better. So, I especially want to thank the Giants for taking the fourth best tackle in the draft first, because that's the guy I thought Tampa was going to end up with. So they got Tristan Wirfs out of Iowa. I'm thrilled with that. The kid's a stud. I'm a Big Ten fan, being a Penn State guy, so I've seen this kid play for 3 years, and he's awesome. But the jury's still out on how the Giants did. The Jets seem to do fairly well. But the governor of the most devastated state, Andrew Nippelring Cuomo, has somehow made even more mistakes than the Giants in their draft picks. Apparently, New York State, besides having the most deaths and most cases of coronavirus, which just kills me because the Dems are like going, well, you know, if we got to get rid of senile Biden, let's draft Cuomo. Look, he's on TV all the time. He sounds so nice. He's got the worst state in the entire country for the coronavirus. And a media person actually asked the president today out in the Rose Garden. She said, Mr. President, do you think a president who presided over 50,000 coronavirus deaths deserves re-election?
He didn't answer that.
No, he didn't answer it. He was cool enough to let it go and stuff. If I was her, I'd say, I don't know. Do you think a governor who presided over half of them deserves to be governor? He let it go. But anyway, Nippelrings has taken some rather draconian measures, which does point out to me that one of the things about reopening the country that bothers me is these politicians that seem to want to hang on to all these new powers they think they have.
Well, America's
going to let you know you don't have those powers real soon, mother effers.
Well, just enlighten me, and I don't want to fight, and I don't want to debate, but enlighten me in what draconian powers he's taken that's overstepped in comparison to some of the other governors that have. There's been a couple of other governors that have done far worse.
I'll give you a
real
good example. I saw a guy on Tucker at the end of the show tonight. He owns a retail store in New York. He sells clothing. He is in his 60s or 70s. He's a former veteran. He's had 4 stent procedures, 7 angioplasties, and he has some kind of coronary disease. But I'm still upright. He hadn't been in the store in 3 weeks. He went in today, and he said, damn it, you know, why can Walmart be open and sell $15 piece of crap ties made in China? Why can't I be open and sell $200 ties that are nice and stuff? So he went to his place today, and he was rather defiant about it. So, you know, It's not being applied fairly across the board is what my point is. You know, you got the Michigan governor who says, okay, Walmart's can be open, but you have to close your paint area and you have to close your outdoor area, you know, and all this. I mean, they're just going nuts with this stuff. But one of the things Cuomo did is he's decided he closed down Remington, the arms manufacturer, who's not doing real well anyway. They've filed for bankruptcy twice in the last 10 years. And Remington Arms is in Ilion, New York. They are 1/6 of the economy of their county. Okay? He says they are non-essential. Right? He also says non-essential is getting your guns or your gun permits. You can't buy guns or get a gun permit in New York in 38 of the counties. You can't get a permit even if you already got the gun. And you can't get guns anywhere else, but you can still buy booze and lottery tickets and get an abortion. Okay, so my point is they're just not enforcing this stuff fairly, and they're doing whatever their pet peeves are. Well, you know, I'm a Democrat. I don't like guns. Shut down Remington Arms. But yeah, you can still sell booze.
Well, but the only thing I'll say, you're right, they shouldn't shut down Remington Arms. I mean, and I know right where that place is. I used to do vending in Ilion, New York. I know exactly where the Remington factory is. But here's the thing. You shut down You shut down alcohol, you shut down lottery, you shut down all of this stuff, cigarettes. I mean, at one point they were talking about, you know, Cuomo was going to ban cigarettes in New York State. He didn't. And I think a lot of that was because he's already bleeding tax dollars. You know, the more stuff you stop selling, the more or the less tax dollars you have coming in. I mean, alcohol is a big seller.
No hypocrisy there, huh, Slim?
Well, you got to have money. I mean, you do have to have money.
Hey, you're getting that extra $600 of unemployment. Spend it on lottery tickets. Don't take care of your family.
Well, the
New York State Lotto.
The thing that kills me is now you go across the border. I'm 5 miles from Pennsylvania. You go into Pennsylvania, you cannot buy lottery tickets. Lottery is shut down, and
you can't buy booze either.
Yes, you can. You can buy booze. It is back open. At least you can across the border at the store I was just at yesterday. So you can.
My friends had to go down to Maryland.
I don't know. I can buy booze where in PA where I go. I don't know if it's maybe that's a county law, because there is different counties. Counties can, just because Wolf has said that alcohol can be sold doesn't mean that the county executives now can't.
Well, the problem is that liquor, wine and liquor are sold through a state store system in Pennsylvania. They're not sold independently. So he controls that. You can buy beer if the place was open, but you'd have to have drive-through beer, and that's, you're not allowed to do that either.
This is a gas station convenience store with gas, cigarettes, beer, wine, not hard liquor. It's not a Sheetz.
No hard liquor.
Smoking Joe's. Yeah, no hard liquor.
Smoking Joe's. Oh, so somebody besides Sheetz actually got a license?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I thought Sheetz was the only one who had enough money to bribe people.
No, Smoking Joe's just actually got their license within the last year and a half.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for the last 5 years, only Sheetz had it in Pennsylvania and a few places. But that's all right. They used to be my competitor because I ran the 7-Eleven, so, you know.
Yeah, Sheetz, one of the big things in Massachusetts is to go north to New Hampshire to the New Hampshire State Liquor Store, because that's hard liquor. These stores run by the state.
So at that point, you may as well make some of that stuff essential business. Number one, it gets people back to work. It stimulates the economy some, and it brings in tax dollars. I mean, I'm surprised I haven't seen, and this is one thing that I'm shocked. Not once has a single one of these non-marijuana legal state governors at any point during this crisis decided we're going to legalize weed so that we can at least start taking in tax dollars from that. I thought for sure
that
New York State
would
be
smart.
Absolutely. Jesus. Me as well.
DJ Slim for governor.
Why not?
Yeah, but it takes so long to get that law passed, they never would have done it in time. They would finish next summer.
Yeah, they passed it in Florida, and you still can't get weed here unless you get a medical card.
Yeah, but New York's already working on it. We are.
How long have they been working on it?
2 years.
That's what I mean.
It's going to happen. The thing is, they can't agree on the tax rate.
You're talking 2 years. Well, they haven't even gotten it done yet.
Which is because they can't agree on the tax rate. It's the tax rate.
Well, I understand, but you think the other states that don't have it legal starting in March are going to have it done in April?
At this point, if you want to make money bad enough, you figure it out.
I'm just pissed
because in New York you can't even shoot the goddamn virus now. It's horrible. Take all the fun out of everything. And then in Chicago, the pandemic has produced our stupid criminal of the week, who shot at the virus apparently, and he missed.
And hit.
Is the invisible enemy.
World's dumbest criminals. The young man, apparently he was 19 years old. The Chicago Tribune reported on this. He thought he was going in for some quick cash, and he entered a restaurant with a loaded firearm looking to score easy money and maybe some free food. This took place on the hot dog stand at the area of the Maxwell Street Express, wherever the heck that is. Chicago Sun-Times identified the culprit as Terrion Pouncey, age 19. He approached the hot dog stand and demanded cash. When he went to adjust the .38 pistol he'd brought along, he shot himself twice. Once to his penis, once to his leg.
How can you hit your penis and not hit your leg?
Well, maybe he had a big penis.
Okay, fine.
It was a .38 caliber, though, so you'd think it would go through, right?
Yeah, because it was really big.
Yeah, so he was hospitalized and he missed his first court appearance. But you know, the fact that he shot himself in the wiener at a hot dog stand, I think Dr. Freud would enjoy that little bit of irony there, don't you?
I agree.
Yeah.
So that's a real painful Freudian slip.
Yes. And there won't be any little Tarions running around, I wouldn't think.
Well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, hey, yeah, it's true. Wayne Bobbitt got his song back on, so, you know, anything could happen.
It don't work.
It's probably he made just... movies.
Did he?
Well, he probably pumps it up.
He made movies.
Hold on, honey. I got to pump it up.
I guess. So, the three of us, none of us have gotten the COVID that we know of.
Correct.
No, although correct. Slim might have had it because apparently 15% of New York's had it. And see, that's the other thing that kills me. The antibody test, every time they do antibody tests somewhere, the numbers get lower and lower. We told you about California last week. Now, Stanford's studies have done New York, California, and Florida. And based on antibody numbers, the death rate is not what the WHO subsidiary of Chinese government said, 3.5%, but it's rather 0.01%. So you can, so it's the three point, WHO was only off by 3.4 out of the 3.5.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's close, you know. But anyway, now Slim's in New York, and
not the city, but New York, yes.
Yeah, but it's, you know, the most hit state in the country, and CB and I are basically nearly old farts.
Yep.
So we have to look to France for the reason why we don't have the COVID. French researchers are giving nicotine patches to coronavirus patients and frontline workers after lower rates of infection were found among smokers. Now get this number. A French study found only 4.4% of 350 coronavirus patients hospitalized were regular smokers and 5.3% of 130 homebound patients smoked. This pales in comparison with at least 25% of the French population that smokes. And it gets even worse when you get a little bit the older people in here. I have to scan down. They've got China. Only 6.5% of the COVID patients in China were smokers, compared to 27% of the population.
So maybe it's because people don't hang around smokers; they stay more than 6 feet away normally.
Oh, you're just ruining my whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Stop with your effing logic.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But the Centers for Disease Control in the U.S. found just 1.3% of hospitalized patients were smokers, compared to 14% of America. So basically, if you smoke, you're going to die, but it ain't going to be from the corona.
Smoke them if you got them, baby.
Yeah. You know what? They're still going to list
the smoking
you as corona.
Lamp is lit.
Yeah, that's true. You could die of lung cancer right now, and they list it as corona.
Absolutely. And you know, they've taken, and here's that the press conference, the ones he's had the last couple days, he's been asked a couple times about, you know, the fact that numbers have been added, and the lady doctor there, is her name, Dr. Burks, is that what her name is?
Yeah, the
CIRX.
Or whatever, yeah. She's even said that, yeah, we're adding people to, you know, to this. I mean, they're admitting straight out that they're putting every single person that they can on this COVID, you died of COVID-19. I mean, and a lot of that is because they can't do the autopsies. They're not doing the autopsies.
Well, you've seen the joke, haven't you?
No.
Wife says,
well, yeah.
The wife says to the husband, honey, did I get fat under quarantine?
Yeah.
And the husband says, oh, honey, you were never that thin. So she shot him, and his death was listed as a COVID-19 death.
Yeah, you saw the guy got eaten by the shark, and his got listed as a COVID-19 death too. So yeah.
This France thing here, it gets even more interesting because among the general population, 40% between the ages of 44 and 53 smoke. That's three times how many smoke in America, but 40% of Frenchies between 44 and 53 smoke.
You know what?
And of those, only 4.4% in that age group, only 4.4% had the COVID.
We would have
40%.
Yeah, but here's the thing: in the United States, our smoking rate would be a lot higher than it is if it hadn't been for all of the public health stuff that's happened over the last 10 years, with the cigarette marketing towards kids being diminished as much as it has.
What would it be if you counted weed?
It's through the roof. And they do say that people that smoke weed it's not good for them with this COVID. It is affecting those people.
What if you smoke both? Difficult. Do they counteract?
I'm hoping.
Well, I would think you would hope that it didn't, because you don't want to get COVID.
That's true, I don't. But you know, here's the thing. I truly believe that I'm one
would
of those
smoke
ones.
More cigarettes or weed?
It's hard to say. Depends on the day.
Depends on the day. Jesus. I think I'm one of those without answering.
I think I'm one of those that actually may have had it earlier on in that November, December. We had here in our local area at one point, there was a 3 or 4 day period that our local schools, there was 150 to 200 kids all out sick over a course of a week,
yeah,
every day.
You felt like crap one night on the show.
And I firmly do believe that I may have, along with most of the kids in our school, I think we went through it in that one early thing that they're now saying that it was possible that it did actually hit here in November and December. And there is articles all about that they think a wave went through, that this might not actually be the first wave. This may be wave two that went through.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I get tested and I have the antibodies, I never was sick, and since I'm an old fart, I am definitely buying myself a Superman t-shirt.
Well, if I get it and I have the antibodies, they won't take mine for plasma, so.
I bought a t-shirt today. Brady Gronk 20, make Tampa Bay great again. That'll be my political shirt going into the fall.
It's going to take more than those two to make Tampa Bay great again.
Well, I got a good D.
Two intelligent people, both of you. One north, one south. Me kind of in the middle-ish. Do you guys think that...
Learn geography?
Well, we have a wide span between the three of us. With,
talk
you know,
about my ass.
Do you think that there's... What do you guys think is going to happen with the schools this year? Do you think that there's going to be... There's a lot of schools, and I think there was 22 or 23...
Massachusetts
states.
Is done for the year.
They are done for the year. Okay.
Yep.
So, New York, we're still in this whole limbo area of whether we're going back to school or not. But here's one of the interesting things that they're talking about doing here.
My kids now, are working adults. I don't care.
Well, I know you don't, but now what they're thinking doing here is they have a couple of options. They're thinking of sending the kids, you know, half the kids for, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and half the kids for Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Mm.
And then they're also, one of the things they're talking about is just doing half the kids in the morning and half the kids in the afternoon. That way each classroom only has 11 kids versus 22, and they're talking about sending them all the way through the end of August and then starting the next grade in September.
Kids aren't even getting it, so yeah, but the teachers could get it from the kids. That's the thing. So yeah.
Well, that's not true about the kids not getting it. There
not
is
very
kids
many
getting it. Not you're right.
Many.
You are absolutely correct. But there, you can't say that there has not been kids that have gotten it. And there's a lot of people out there that still can't. Oh, a kid has never gotten it. Yes, there has been kids that have gotten it.
Yeah.
And yes, there has been kids that have gotten it.
But I think New York had two that were under 10.
Well, one was a 5-month-old baby, so...
Yeah, so, yeah, that's not good. Now, speaking of the area, you know, New Jersey has the second most cases.
That's and right next to New York.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and Newark Airport. You know, a lot of people fly in from Europe to Newark, so... But I understand that New Jersey has the second most cases, it is the country's most densely populated state, and that word also applies to their Governor Murphy. He's rather dense. But I think Governor Murphy, if the media was fair, if the media treated Governor Murphy like they treat our president, I think he would have to take responsibility for this next story. A driver in New Jersey wearing an N95 mask passed out from lack of oxygen and crashed into a pole. Lincoln Park, New Jersey. He apparently cut off his oxygen supply to the point that he passed out and hit a telephone pole. The unidentified driver, his family is grateful for that, wore the mask for several hours before the incident and had been breathing in too much carbon dioxide, not enough oxygen, according to a Lincoln Park policeman statement on Facebook. The department maintained citizens should continue wearing masks in public, but they did admit that in most cases, the wearing this type of mask while operating a vehicle with no other occupants is unnecessary. No other occupants. That's the point. I'm going to just come out with it right now. I'm for a federal law that says if you're caught wearing PPE while driving alone, you should not be allowed to reproduce. I know that seems harsh, But seriously, don't we already have enough stupid people?
Nah. Well,
I see people's point with this because I've seen numerous posts on Facebook to this, you know, same thing. Oh, well, I was driving down the road and passed these guys, you know, this guy, and he's wearing his mask in his car. Sometimes
by himself.
It's just by himself. But you know what? Sometimes, just saying, it's easier to leave your mask on, especially if you're just going from one store right down the road to the next store. I mean, I went to Walmart this weekend and I had a mask, and it was a pain in the ass. I mean, in some cases, it was easier just to leave it on. I mean, it is. It's just not. It's just.
Have your mask attached to your head?
I have a homemade one that it's. Yeah, we've made a homemade type.
No, I understand that, but how do you attach it?
I have a piece of elastic behind, so I basically
just pull
it.
And where does the elastic go?
Behind my head. And all I do is just pull my bandana down, and then when I'm ready to go, just pull it up, just tuck it behind my, you know, just pull it up.
Okay, so you have an elastic that goes around the back of your head?
Correct.
That holds it in. Okay, because the mask that I have, I've got a regular baseball cap. I've got two buttons sewn on the side of it, and there's loops on both sides, elastic loops on both sides of the neck, so it just easily slips.
Do you have to? What do? Put your mask on to go from the bedroom to the bathroom?
No, you don't go anywhere.
You don't go anywhere. What the hell you have a mask for?
I had to go to the store yesterday.
You went to the store?
Yes, I did.
Stop the presses! Why didn't you tell us that? That would have been our lead story.
It would have. CB left the house.
CB went to the grocery store.
I went to the pharmacy.
Oh, the pharmacy. Oh, okay.
I don't know who watched Live PD
to the drive-through. And you took a mask to go to the drive-thru.
No, they don't have a drive-thru. I live in the middle of nowhere. Jesus, we're lucky we have stores.
So you actually had to walk in and stand 6 foot behind the previous customer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It still amazed me, too. You know, I watched Live PD this weekend, which they're back live, you know, and they're out and about with this whole coronavirus, and there's still people that just aren't wearing masks. And, you know, I mean, some places, I guess it's not mandatory. Here in New York State, it's mandatory. You have to wear
a
mask.
It's not mandatory in Massachusetts.
Okay, here it is. You can't go into any store.
Not Florida either.
In the public. You can't go anywhere without a mask. They won't let you in. And 99% of the stores are now at this point abiding by it because they've got secret shoppers that are reporting directly back to our local sheriff's department if you're not. And then they come write you a citation. And they've done that this weekend. They wrote numerous business citations for people that weren't.
They'd have to write me more in a citation because I found out who ratted me out that they'd have to come handcuff me for murder.
They don't write you the citation. You don't get the citation. They don't really even do anything. They fine the business for allowing you in without the mask is what they're doing. They're not going after you. The only thing they will go up to you and say, because we've seen it kind of, is they go up and just say you should be wearing a mask. But the police will not give you here any sort of fine. They will not arrest you for not wearing the mask, but they are enforcing the stores to enforce the policy that masks must
be. Well, you know what I said to them? I went in the place and they said, I'm sorry, I brought myself up the counter. We can't wait on you, sir. You're not wearing a mask. And I said, if I come back in here with a mask, I ain't paying for it. So you want the money or not? You know, there you go, bitches. But, you know, I these people are just stupid. I mean, I saw somebody in the drive-through at the drugstore last week wearing gloves and a face mask in their car by themselves at the drive-thru.
Well, because they were going to deal with the person at the window. That's my wife. We go through the drive-thru. We've been going to take out all the time. The second we pull up to the drive-thru window, her mask, we don't wear gloves, but you know, her mask goes up. They hand us the food. She sanitizes her hands immediately after touching the tray that, you know, in the bag and everything else. But yeah, we'd pull up to a drive-up window. Mask goes up for the driver. Absolutely. I mean,
I had to sign a credit card receipt, so I used my own pen, and I grabbed the basket with a tissue. That was my being safe. That's as far as I'm willing to go.
Well, I know, but it doesn't mean that the lady out the window doesn't have it and sneezes in your direction. And I'm all.
They've
for
actually got a partition
up,
on this one. It's a fairly new store. It's a
most of these places
box.
Do now. Most places you shop, everything's behind plexiglass. There's no contact with your customer or your cashier. It's, you know, even at Walmart now, they come around after every customer. They wipe down the credit card machine. If you use your credit card, they wipe down the belt. They wipe down everything. They make you stand there until
Walmart
they call you.
Walmart should do that because they're allowed to stay the frick open. Look at all the little businesses that weren't allowed to stay open. That's where we're screwing the economy. But I don't want to get on that rant. I just wanted to point out that if you're wearing PPE in your car alone, you're a moron. And we shouldn't have. We've got enough stupid people already. Was my point. And my next story is that even Osama bin Laden thinks we have a lot of stupid people. because
the late Osama bin Laden.
Yes, when we raided his place in May of 11, which was about 6 months after we could have done it, but that's we're not going to get in that either, and killed the bastard. We took a lot of his papers and discs and things like that that were found there, and apparently it was just released 4 days ago. Osama bin Laden wanted to kill President Obama. The reason he wanted to kill President Obama, no, but the reasoning was in his papers. So a totally unprepared Joe Biden would become president. I mean, Obama was pretty much a weak sister when it came to dealing with these people. You know, I draw a red line. We cross your red line. Well, I'm drawing another one. You know, I mean, he wasn't exactly Joe Tough Guy. But if a terrorist thinks Biden is easier to deal with than Obama, that's pretty bad. The story says that Joe Biden was totally unprepared and would take over as president and plunge the United States into a crisis, according to documents seized from bin Laden's Pakistan compound when he was killed in May 2011. The secret of documents first reported in 2012 by Washington Post outlined a plan to take out Obama and the top U.S. military commander, David Petraeus, as they traveled by plane. Obama is the head of infidelity. Yeah, I guess he knows about his high school activities, huh? And killing him automatically would make Vice President Biden take over the presidency. Biden is totally unprepared for that post. These are bin Laden's words. Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the U.S. into a crisis. As for Petraeus, he's the man of the hour, and killing him would alter the war's path in Afghanistan. Please ask Brother Elias to send me the steps he's taken into this work.
Well, you know, one of the things we always said on this show the whole time through the Obama presidency was Biden was the vice president for one reason and one reason only, so that Obama didn't get assassinated.
Yeah, you know, and all these people that hate Trump, and fine, if you hate Trump, fine, but, you know, if you're going to talk shit on social media, you know, don't hang around me, because I don't want to hear it. Basically...
Well, you know what I like about you? So, but wait, you know what's good about you? You back your shit up, unlike everybody else.
When I actually look things up and read.
You actually will take the time to go and point out exactly where somebody's incorrect with the proper quote. Not just, you know, your opinion, but you take the time to show them where they're incorrect. Yeah. And that's what most people don't do. Most people just... They throw this nastiness out there, but they have no basis, you know, nothing to back it up on. None whatsoever.
There's a difference between me and most people.
Correct.
Okay, and the difference between me and most people is partially that, but the main difference is that if I don't know something...
You look it up.
I have no problem telling you I don't know.
Or you look it up.
Yes, and like I said, you know, earlier about the one subject, I'm not absolutely positive, but I think, and I will tell you that, I don't think every word that comes out of my mouth has to be taken as freaking gospel like some people do. And my problem with social media, and I've got a post ready to put on Facebook, but I didn't want to do it today because our show post is up and stuff. But it says, social media has made too many of you comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the mouth for it.
Yep.
Well, it's absolutely true. You can hide behind whatever.
30 years ago, people said some of this shit to me. They were getting punched in the mouth.
Well, but the person
and I was real
said
good
that,
at punching him in the mouth.
But
keyboard warriors
back in the day.
The difference with that, though, is back in the day, that person who was saying that was saying it to you either in your face or across town. So guess what?
Really
you jumped in your car, you went over and you kicked the shit out of him. Now that person that's saying it to you have no idea where they but the point is now. You're getting this from everywhere. You're getting it from the guy in California who's in mom's basement, who's hiding behind a personality that's just giving people shit over absolutely nothing. I mean, I watch these comments daily in the press conferences on Cuomo, on my local guy, on Trump. I watch them on Facebook just to see the comments. And there is so many people in this world that are just so straight up stupid. They don't belong here. They just have no fucking clue.
All learn, and that is, it's better to say nothing and thought stupid Uh-huh. Open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yep. And I'm telling you what, there are so many people that put foot in mouth, and then you can't take it back. And by the time they've put it out there, so many people have jumped all over them. And there's so much negativity as there is as it is. We don't need any more. And I think Trump backing off on some of his press conferences is going to help maybe eliminate some of this negativity. Today's press conference was originally canceled, and then they rescheduled it the last
minute. He's on TV too much. I mean, if you're on TV that much, you're going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
Right, exactly.
But hey, I got good news for you guys. You're going to love this.
All right, go quick because you've got 11 minutes.
Well, all right, we'll take as much time as we want. It's our
effort. Do what you want. It's fine. Just let us know.
Space Force made the news.
Yes, whoa. Space Force.
Pew pew. Pew pew.
Door got well, it, baby.
There was only two of us. CB didn't pew pew with us, Slim.
Pew pew.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yes. I'm starting to worry about him. Of course, they made it just barely because, you know, the headline from a few days ago, it was the breathless quote, Iran launches military satellite using rockets that could send nukes at the U.S. That was the lead on all the anti-American news, you know, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, the anti-American news. But here's what we know, and they didn't tell you. Iran's military satellite that they sent up that we were all supposed to be so scared of Iran now. According to the Space Force commander, it is a tumbling webcam in space. That is tumbling a direct webcam. Quote. Yeah, a tumbling webcam.
Is it actually connected to the internet? Because that would be cool.
You know, I think it is, but I'm almost thinking it probably isn't even giving them the webcam signal at this point. I think it's just a tumbling piece of space shit, personally.
It was the first satellite launched into space by Iran last week that revealed the country's secret military space program
is nothing
but a, quote, tumbling webcam in space, the head of the U.S. military's newest service said on Saturday. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said Wednesday it put up a NOR satellite into low orbit circling the Earth after using a mobile launcher at a new launch site. U.S. Space Force Commander General Jay Raymond gave his military assessment on Twitter late Saturday afternoon. Iran states it has imaging capabilities. Actually, it's just a tumbling webcam.
They
ain't seeing shit from that piece of crap they put out there.
And I would assume that this is takes a lot of like scientific calculations to get this into the correct orbit. I mean, you can't just launch this and hope, right?
The media said we're all going to die from a nuclear attack from Iran. Look at the advancement they're making. It's all Trump's fault. We're going to die. It was only in low space orbit, too. They didn't even get it high enough for a nuclear weapon anyway. Those things have to go up higher than that satellite did. But anyway, the paramilitary force said it used a Kassad, or messenger satellite carrier, to put the device into space, a previously unheard-of system, basically because he just made it up. Senior U.S. officials have long warned that the same technology used to put a satellite into space is used to make long-range missiles capable of hitting the U.S. mainland.
Oh, Jesus, no kidding.
Iran isn't known to have the know-how to miniaturize a nuclear weapon. For a ballistic missile, any advancement towards the intercontinental ballistic missile would put Europe and potentially the U.S. in range. Iran has long said it has ballistic missiles with a range of 1,240 miles. Apparently, the general in charge of Space Force isn't real worried about it.
No, but you know what? I wonder if they ever thought about this theory for 1 second. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Now, granted, they're trying. I will give the media credit.
Hold on.
Iran is trying.
There's a possibility that maybe everyone's overlooking something here. This may be just a tumbling webcam, as they say, but maybe the whole point of this was it's an EMP. Maybe they only want it to be in low orbit, and they don't give a shit what it does. They're just going to blow it up as an EMP.
They can't hit Israel when they're in the neighborhood. I really don't think they can develop an EMP weapon that's going to knock out the United States.
I didn't necessarily mean the United States. It could be just wherever they hit the button.
Well, the other thing about that, of course, would be, I mean, how big is this thing? I mean, a tumbling webcam doesn't sound particularly large. A nuclear weapon is. I mean, there's a lot of shit in a nuclear weapon that weighs a lot.
Even if you miniaturize them like we have, it's still bigger than
it
this.
It still weighs a lot.
It's still bigger than this little satellite, yes.
Yeah, and so, I mean, maybe they could set up, send a stick of dynamite at us.
I got two more quickies.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Nancy Pelosi, who continues to dazzle us with her honesty and intelligence and her $13 pint ice cream. And, of course, her grandkids, who moved into her mansion while the 80-year-old is supposed to be socially distancing herself. The only thing she distances herself from is anything resembling patriotism. Apparently, she came out today or yesterday and decided that all the names that she called Trump for shutting out China at the end of January, you know, blocking their flights in and quarantining anybody who just came from there and that kind of stuff. She called him a racist and a xenophobe, and she went to Chinatown in late February and said, come party, it's no big deal. Well, apparently she forgot she said all that stuff, and now she's blaming Trump for not shutting the country off earlier. So now it's his fault he didn't shut it off earlier. No hypocrisy there. But Nancy Pelosi, she should have retired 15 years ago.
She really should.
Yeah, she's gone. She's like the Joe Biden of the House. She just doesn't see. And I love when she's doing a little speech. She always like has a brain freeze in the middle of it. You ever see that? And their mouth.
I've never watched her make a speech in my life.
She's looking like she has a mini stroke. But you can't make this shit up. They're awful. And then this last one isn't a criminal, but if this asshole shows up near me, I might become one. And it's possible because this jerk off is headed towards Florida. He's not from Florida. He's from New York. But this guy wants to wear a Grim Reaper outfit and scare people away from the beaches in Florida and raise money for Democrats. He's from New York. And, of course, anybody from New York wants to come to Florida because, you know, we had 774 deaths in Florida. I wonder how many of them are caused by all the people that escaped New York. You know? But this guy wants to dress up as a Grim Reaper and travel around Florida wearing his outfit and scare people where they're opening up the state too soon, according to him, this genius Daniel Ufelder, who's a liberal lawyer from New York. He wants to wear the Grim Reaper thing, sit up on a little lifeguard stand with an umbrella over him and say, you're going to die. And he wants people to donate to the Democratic Party to support him. The only support this guy is going to get is my foot on his ass if I see him. And I'll tell you what, knowing the people that I know in this area, this area here is heavily U.S. military, okay? There are a lot of ex-military vets and active-duty military in the Tampa Bay region. I doubt I would be able to get to this guy before he was already done. Who is it said on pre-show I want to take a picture with him?
That was me.
Yeah, yeah. The only picture I want to take with him is me standing over its prone body in the sand with a foot on its chest.
I don't know. I think it's cool walking around in a Grim Reaper outfit. Just in general.
Yes, but this guy decided he's going to come down here from New York, bring the virus with him, no doubt.
Oh, of course.
And then bitch at Florida for doing what the hell we want to do. Oh, like people aren't scared enough anyway. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. So we got.
When are you going to open up in Massachusetts?
That was where I was going to go. With
absolutely no idea. I mean,
we've been doing this together so long, we're starting to think alike. It's like we're married or something, Slim.
Yeah,
it's legal in Massachusetts.
Hey, CB, you know how bad that's funny. You know how bad Slim and I are getting after all the crap we've gone through on American Idol last night on pre-show.
Yeah,
we're comparing the 10 that we think are going to get through.
Yeah,
and we had not 9 of the 10 were the same.
And that was before we even got on the radio together.
Yeah.
it's
awful.
It is. So you're on. You have no date in sight. In
nope,
up there.
We have no idea. I mean,
what about
Charlie said? Charlie Baker, the governor, said they just haven't made that determination yet.
Gotcha. Florida.
I mean, we were supposed to have hit the spike or the peak or whatever the hell it is.
Florida's in stage one, and the governor had a press conference today. I didn't get to hear all of it, but my understanding was that if we don't have any spike in cases. And he had the Lord. Tampa General Hospital, one of the best hospitals in the country. Big hospitals, right near Tom Brady's house, downtown.
Well, good for when he gets hurt in his first game. To home.
He'll be close to home. But they said that they had a grand total during this whole friggin' thing of 52 coronavirus patients hospitalized. All right. Now, if you look up Tampa, they're going to say Tampa's 350,000 people. The whole area, Pinellas County, Hillsborough, Pasco, we're closer to 2 million. Okay. 52 patients in the biggest, most active hospital on the west coast of Florida. And basically, they're hemorrhaging money because they couldn't do anything else. I want my wrist surgery.
It'll be interesting here in New York. We're doing it not by a statewide. It's going to be, we're broken down into like 9 different sections, and they're going to open up the sections, you know, section at a time. We're called the Southern Tier area. We're south of the what they're considering central New York, and then the North Country, and our whole area is in like a very low infection rate. So we are hopefully looking to open May 15th. So we'll see. Hopefully,
but the school is not closed yet.
It is not closed till May 15th.
So there is still hope for you.
There is still hope for me, and I need to go back to work. So, all right, say hi to the kids.
Hey, LJ. Hey, Wesley. Don't listen.
All right, you and I, Zip.
Hello, Mini-Me. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, we're back Sunday.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Well, no, my Bob.
All right, we're back Sunday, 11 o'clock.
He's older now. Radio. He goes by Rob.
Good night.
Fancy.
Good night.